Live and local with Monica J. 99.1 is FM Talk.
Starting to psych you out there just a little bit. Thinking it was Friday. Wouldn't it be nice if it was Friday? Ah, one more day. One more day to the weekend. What a day it is. 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica J Show, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. Doing it live in Carson City today. Decided to take a break from the air in Reno and come to the show live from the station. And what a very cool thing to walk in and see this beautiful plaque here from Friends and Service Helping. I serve my community, Waiters Revenge. Monica J. Fish, Have a Heart Celebration 2019. Thank you for supporting the homeless and hungry in our community. And of course, not only is it just a picture of me on here, but a picture of Ken Furlong too. It really was Waiter's Revenge that evening because we were having a lot of fun. I stuck my finger in his cake and he still ate it. And I licked his fork and he still used it for dinner. So he, of course, was sitting at the mayor's table, so he wasn't doing too much waiting. I was actually waiting on his table for a long time there, too, and my table because, you know, that's just what we can do, let me tell you. Well, we are starting the show today, 884-9910, if you'd like to call in. Love to hear from you. But we're starting the show today with a little disappointment and a little excitement at the same time. So proud of Miss Nevada for, well, they basically told her that she couldn't go on to compete in Miss America unless she deleted everything on her Facebook page because she was a Trump supporter. And they didn't feel that aligned with their values and yada, yada, yada. And she said, no, you know, these are my values. This is what I stand for. Why would I do that? So she left it. And I am so proud of her for doing that. Now, on the other hand, as I'm excited and thinking about that for, you know, what a great image for a young woman and to spread that message that you have convictions, you have your thoughts. I mean, isn't that what feminism was supposed to be about? That we raise strong women in an environment where they can compete with men and they can work alongside them and they can speak their mind and not be considered a, you know, B-I-T, you know. But that's not the way it is on the left. On the left, you have to conform. If you don't think the way they think, if you don't say the things they say, then you're just bleh. You're just, you know, they don't want any part of you. And I think that is just so wrong. So she's sticking up for herself, and good for her. Now, on the other hand, there's a hypocrisy there that Hollywood and the world of music and just the left in general embrace. Taylor Swift's father, you might know Taylor Swift. Last election, she wasn't going to get into it. She wasn't going to get into politics. Didn't, you know, go out supporting anybody. Well, in the last one, she did. And she was supporting the left, just like her buddy Katy Perry. So imagine my surprise when I saw on Facebook that her father actually is a Trump supporter and very conservative. Imagine that. Well, he reportedly shut everything down and got off of Facebook because he didn't want to interfere with his daughter's career. Because you know how the left can be. I mean, it's tough in a world where you want to be famous and you want to be liked, but I would suggest to people, remember which side that you want to be on, because for Taylor's father to remove all of that, you know, remember, Taylor, you've got conservative fans as well. So did you just lose those by wiping all this stuff out? Miss Nevada, I believe, is getting more and more and more supporters every day and more likes and more fans, because we're not going to let her be ridiculed and put down because she stands up for her beliefs. But the left, being famous, well, they can do whatever they want, I guess. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Ryan this morning. Hi, Ryan. What would you like to talk about?
You know what? I'm proud that Miss Nevada stand up for herself, but you got it wrong. She got fired because she did not want to follow the contract that was laid out between her and the Miss Universe organization, where it says that you cannot do any political, you have to be politically neutral, and she did not want to follow the contract. And they said, we want you in our pageant, but you can't follow the contract, and we got to treat you like everyone else, and we got to let you go. That's what happened.
Well,
I'm glad she stood up for.
Well, how am I wrong? She said no, that she wasn't going to remove that stuff.
Because you're not reporting the fact that she was released because of a contract dispute. You're saying that she's standing for her beliefs. This is a contract dispute of her not wanting to follow her simple contract. That's what I'm trying to say. You're wrong.
Ryan. She chose not to go by that. She could have followed that contract and removed all of that stuff from Facebook, but she was standing up for her beliefs. So I'm not wrong. If you want to drag a contract into it, that's fine. But she has at least the values and the morals to say, no, that's wrong. Other people have posted things. You go through all of the pageant contestants, and there's all kinds of political stuff on there, you know, the right to choose and things like that. So no, Ryan, I'm sorry, you're wrong. She stood up for her values and what she believed in, so good for her.
That's not what the Miss Universe of people are saying. I think even your people on Fox are saying, no, it's because of the fact that she did not want to follow the contract that was laid out between her and the Miss Universe organization.
I know, because she was standing up for what she believes in. Why are you belittling her?
I'm not belittling her fact. I'm glad that she has stand up, but there's things called contracts.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, people like. You're harping on people like the liberals that say you don't want to follow laws. It's only fair that, you know, you do the same thing, Monica. That's why I never like the fact that I'm fine that she stood up, but, you know, there's consequences for people standing for her beliefs. And we need to report the full story. And that's why I'm just trying to get out. It's the facts.
That is the fact, Ryan. For one thing, I didn't say anything about liberals breaking laws. I said she stood up for what she believes in, okay?
Yeah.
Like I said, there are all different women that are breaking that contract from every state. If you go on and you search their web pages or you search their Facebook pages, she is a conservative, and so they got on her for that. She stood up for what she believes in, because even though all these other people were doing it, she said, no, I'm not going to remove my stuff. So,
and there's a consequence for it. I'm glad she stood up, but she learned a valuable lesson that there's a consequence that sometimes when you follow your beliefs, you're still going to get burned.
Okay, you can look at it that way, Ryan. Thanks for the call. But that's, you know, just because you have a contract that is signed, there's a certain level of, how do I want to put this? There's a certain level of still freedom that you have. Speaking of which, I need to check our website because I put in a question for today, and that is, do you have the freedom of speech on the internet? Does the freedom of speech apply to the internet? Was she going to rallies and, you know, pushing the Trump agenda? No, don't think so. Were other people on Facebook and other contestants going through posting things that were political? Yes. Were some of them controversial? It depends on what side of the aisle you're on. You know, are you pro-choice? Are you anti-choice? It all depends on what side you're on. The right is attacked and held to standards that are far above the left. Because what happens if you say anything to anybody on the left? Well, they start crying and they start screaming and, you know, you're being racist, you're being bigoted, you're being blah, 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 blah. Conservatives don't normally do that because conservatives have a tendency to think more, and the left, liberals, are more of the, oh, let's see how we feel today, how bad we can make people feel. So, congratulations to Miss Nevada. Good for her. And that's all I have to say about that. Too bad Taylor Swift's father felt that, oh, you know, I can't have my opinions on here and have it jeopardize my daughter. So he took all his stuff down. Oh, well. Some people just cave to others' opinions. It's 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open at 884-9910. Love to hear from you today. Whatever you want to talk about, I've got a couple of other things to bring up. But until then, check this out. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica J Show, live and local FM Talk. Doesn't matter where you're out in Northern Nevada, it's all about us. And it's surprising how many people, you know, want to say something, but they don't. Please, if you don't want to be on the air, that's fine. You can always email me at monica@991fmtalk.com. It's really important that you get your voice out. Just like Brian. Brian's on the line, so let's check in and see what Brian likes to talk or wants to talk about. Hi, Brian. What do you want to talk about today?
Well, so the last topic you had with the caller, I think things got lost. I mean, I get Miss Nevada has a contract, which, you know what, if the contract states you're not allowed to post political beliefs, great. I would think all the contestants signed the same contract.
Yeah.
And I applaud her for standing up for what she believes in. And yes, when you do stand on your beliefs, sometimes they do have consequences. But my issue is, if all the contestants are held to the same standard, but yet they want to be selective enforcement because she's conservative, that's where they go wonky. And I think...
Thank you, Brian.
If you're not going to hold everyone to the same standard, then you can't hold anybody to the standard. And I think that's what the last caller was just missing.
Yeah. And that's definitely what I was trying to... And we see it every day. It's all selective enforcement. Until we start getting people to enforce even the smallest laws, you know, that's something that I was saying last week, that they think that overlooking the minutiae, the smaller things, that they can focus on the big things, and they're destroying both. So, Brian, thank you so much for the call, and thank you for getting it. I appreciate that. And please, go to our webpage today, because... It's interesting. I find this very interesting, actually, at the very beginning of the show, that the question is, do you believe in free speech on the internet? Does it apply to the internet? Because your face is right there on your Facebook page, unless you're one of those trolls and you don't, you know, you set up fake accounts. But for the most part, people know who you are in what you're saying, whether it be Twitter or Facebook or Instagram. But should free speech apply there? Yes or no? 60% say yes. 40% say no. Interesting. I find that really interesting. If you are voicing your opinion, whether it be with, you know, whether it be with your voice on the air, your voice on TV, your voice in front of friends, or your voice by typing it and writing it out and putting it on the internet, isn't that still the same thing? Or do we have too much hate speech on the internet? Is that what people are objecting to? Yes, there's too much hate in general. But do you still enjoy those freedoms? Do we have to have another one? Freedom of writing. Well, we have freedom of the press. But our press lately, they've been enjoying a little too much freedom by just putting out their blatant lies as news stories. I'm not going to use the term our president does, because news is news. It's how you spin it is what really upsets some people, like me. There's no news today that is non-biased. None. I mean, even if you look at conservative sites, if you watch Fox News like I do, or you listen to Fox News at the top and the bottom of every hour here on KKFT, then you can even feel or hear a bias of conservatism in their voices. So you have to choose for yourself through these different news stories what is fact and what is somebody's opinion. Me, I have it easy. This is my opinion. It's the Monica J. Show, but it's your show. So whatever you want to talk about, but again, it boils back to my opinion. Same thing with my Facebook page, my Twitter page, my Instagram page. Even though it says Monica J. 991 FM Talk, it's still my opinion. And my bosses here know that. Sorry, just one boss. My boss here knows that, and he understands that. We discuss things, but it still boils back to my opinion and your opinion. And your opinion's always welcome. 884-9910. Something that I would like to highly make you aware of is the fact that, well, this is kind of interesting, actually. It goes back to the first, goes back to Ryan's call and contracts. Read your contracts. And that's where I have to ask you to, well, when you can, pay attention to the contracts of those who are supposed to be helping you and keeping you safe. Because there are things in contracts that, wow, how these people get it in there. They've got some pretty great contract writers and negotiations when this stuff passes. I don't know if you saw it in the news the other day because it was from Vegas, but back to the school system. The superintendent bought himself a Peloton bike. You know, one of those exercise bikes that are really expensive because you're working out with people on the internet and getting to go. Well, he expensed that through his contract to the school district. So I'm like, $2,500. Teachers are really mad. But it's in his contract for health reasons not covered by his health insurance. Okay. I could argue that both ways. They put it in the contract. They agreed to it, so. But still, is that something that you would do to the teachers right now with how they're being treated? As a superintendent who already makes $320,000 a year. God, we pay our superintendents a lot. But Clark County is a bigger county. We need to make a decision just to keep all Clark County superintendents and district superintendents or deputy superintendents in Clark County. No more hiring them and bringing them up here for more money. And then less work, and then hiring their friends. We need to do for our kids. But again, it goes back to contract negotiations. And in the next segment, I want to talk to you about the contract negotiations of the Reno Fire Department. You would never get these things in a contract that you were negotiating. And could you imagine someone on the streets heading to a fire, heading to groceries, whatever, that could be on an illicit, illegal drug, five times the legal limit, you would be punished. Again, it goes back to selective enforcement, because somebody's got a contract. They don't have to be. I have some interesting emails back and forth with the powers that be. Thanks and courtesy to our good friend Paul White at QOLReno.org. So we'll be back with that right after this Fox News update, because we are the home of Fox News on KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Yes, the news and talk of Nevada, all of Northern Nevada. And welcome to Yerington and Smith and Mason Valleys on 92.3 FM. So it's still all the same number. 884-9910. If there's something that you'd like to talk about today, I'd love to hear from you. 884-9910. Also, stop by and answer our poll question. So if you remember the poll question that was up there over the last few days, the previous poll was, do you think Jeffrey Epstein was murdered? Well, we have new light. We have new insight now. A.G. Barr has come out and said, no, he believes what the coroner is saying and says that it was suicide, but 84% of those voting think that he was murdered. I think he committed suicide, but I think he was given all of the advantages he could get to commit suicide so he wouldn't talk about people, so he wouldn't share what he actually knows and what crimes were actually committed against powerful people. So I think people were told, again, just my opinion, I think people were told to just go take a nap. Just, you know, even though they were specifically told this is a high-risk person, even if he wasn't on suicide watch, he was high-risk and that, you know, he should be watched all the time, checking on him every 30 minutes. I would have been checking every 15. It doesn't take that long to commit suicide. Could have been revived, but I think someone else kind of sent the word down the line that take a break. Go do something else for a few hours. Give him his opportunity. So today's poll, does free speech, the First Amendment that you are granting, does that apply to the internet? Well, the Founding Fathers didn't have the internet back then, so, well, there you go. They had something that they didn't have something that they weren't planning for. So what do you think? It's still your opinions. It's still your thoughts. You're just writing them and putting them out there for the world to see. You just have a greater reach. I mean, this Young Turks guy, if you didn't see it, was able to say horrendous things about Dan Crenshaw. That's been going all over the internet now. Is it free speech to repost things? That's a slippery slope if we get going into that. That is definitely a slippery slope. So I want to talk to you about something else that is questionable. And that is what's going on with the Reno Fire Department. They've pretty much stopped talking with Paul White of QOL-Reno.org. Look it up for yourself. It's a wonderful website, wonderful people, and they're doing so much for this community to help, not only with the Washoe County School District, but with also the safety issue for this town. Sorry, that's me banging on the counter here, because I look at some of these things and I just don't know. It's pretty impressive that Paul goes after the city manager, tries to get a hold of the chief himself, and well, he's been shut down. They don't want to talk to him anymore. Because he finds out the facts. like the fact that the Reno Fire Department has a long-standing, in his opinion, illegal and high-risk drug alcohol policy as part of their contract. And it doesn't appear in the publicly available union contract that can be found online. Now, this is pretty irresponsible. Drug alcohol policy and its illegal provisions were totally unknown to, guess who? The USI broker agent that supplies their liability insurance. Now, Paul has evidence, interviews, and research points to the likelihood that the city of Reno fraudulently misled the company that brokered their insurance, because they didn't know about this drug and alcohol policy. Imagine that. Would they still have liability insurance that if they knew, if the insurance company knew that the firefighters could actually be working on heavy equipment with levels of alcohol and most illegal drugs ranging from DUI to up to 5 times the DUI level and still be in compliance with their contract? I've got a copy of it here. So the Argo Group is the one who actually insures the Reno Fire Department. They're the ones that USI Insurance found to be the underwriter here. But wait a minute. Who's going to be liable? Because the city fire department, whose contract de facto sanctions RFD Reno Fire Department employees to break countless state and federal laws related to drug alcohol usage, impairment, and operation of public safety vehicles. Those things are huge. I mean, one was just in an accident last week. That has nothing to do with what I'm talking about here, but still. The whole potential negative ramifications to Argo Group for continuing to cover the liability of, such an irresponsible city policy. It's hard to overinflate that. Now my jewelry's hitting the microphone. Sorry about that. I'll stop. I speak with my hands. You'd think I was Italian, but I'm German and Irish. What can I say? You know, if you want to find out more about this, just contact QOL-Reno.org, because Paul has done the research on this. He's put stories in thisisreno.com. They're out there for you to see. Are you doing any research yourself? Are you appalled that this is in there? Imagine, I like to imagine the worst and hope for the best. What if something tremendous happened here? Like the MGM fire that happened in Vegas. Just imagine if something like that happened in the city of Reno. Nobody's expecting it. Few guys from the fire department are out partying. You know, it's the weekend. Woo! They're out, you know, having a great time. Everybody is called in because of the detriment that something like this would cause. What happens? What happens when you have firefighters who are out enjoying their life, maybe imbibing in whatever substance they want to imbibe in, and they get called back on an extreme emergency in the heart of Reno? And something happens. Who's going to be liable for that? Does Argo Insurance, does the Argo Group actually know that this is in their contract? Interesting. Who's going to be liable if they decide, nope, this isn't what we signed up for? City of Reno, you're liable. If the City of Reno is liable, guess who that gets passed on to? Guess who has to pay for that? You do. You and me. Our tax dollars. I know I sound like a broken record, but there is no such thing as government money. It's your money. It's my money. And I want it to be safe. And I want the community to be safe. That's what it's all about. Respecting each other, being safe. How could any contract contain any level of drugs and somebody not be fired? They don't even do surprise testing. So you'll never know. I'll never know. We have an incredible group of firefighters here. If somebody has a problem, I want them to get help. I don't want them to lose their job. I want them to get help because we are a community. But this contract with the union just protects criminal activity. Just looks the other way. When do we stop looking the other way? 884-9910, like I said, if you want to find out more, if you want to see the contracts, if you want any information on this. We've got some back and forth with the chief that has pretty much called it quits. Won't meet with him, won't do nothing. Paul White. It's easy to get a hold of him. QOL-Reno.org. Hey, let's give something away real quick. Caller number four, and I'm not crazy. Caller number four, I have got a movie package for you. Not only are you going to get America, Imagine the World Without Her, Dinesh D'Souza, you're going to get a commemorative Trump coin and Porta Subs. Free two flatbread classic combos. All you got to do is call 884-8000 and be calling number four. Good luck. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open at 884-9910. Also, that prize line was just humming. Oh my gosh. Big congratulations going out to our listener that won two flatbread classic combos, a Trump commemorative coin, and Dinesh D'Souza's movie. And if you haven't seen it yet, you really need to sit down and watch this. America, Imagine the World Without Her. So, in the last segment, talking about the Reno Fire Department and Paul White and QOL-Reno.org, QOL Reno, Quality of Life Reno, that's what it stands for. There are people out there who are fighting for your protection, to make sure that we have a quality of life here, to make sure that we have a better place for kids to grow up here in Northern Nevada, all of Northern Nevada. So as I was going through, I have to tell you that I absolutely love Paul because every time he writes an email to somebody, he forwards it to me. So I know exactly what people are saying to him because I have a record of it. Well, he's spoken with actual captains, lieutenants, firefighters. He went around the other day to just fire stations and wanted to get people's opinions on the actual clause. Okay? The issue, some of the firefighters didn't even know that it was in there. Interesting. Why don't they know what's in their contract? Curious. Well, one of the fire stations, well, actually, just so you know, stations 7 and 19 are closed still, even on red flag days. And only RFD requires, that's the Reno Fire Department, by the way, requires four-person crews and prohibits auto aid, seasonal, or volunteers. So if a station staffing falls to three, they have to close the station. On drug testing, more information can be found at renopublicsafety.org. Now, per their policy, a firefighter, were they to be tested for drugs or alcohol, could play it out to the very last minute and refuse getting a max 30 days off or ask for help. And the needle stops. No test. So if somebody knows that they're on drugs or that, you know, their test is going to be positive, they can just wait it out till it's out of their system. Or they can say, you know what, I have a problem and I need help. And then they just don't even get tested. You can't make this stuff up, people. And what really surprises me, so there's this group called MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving. There's another group, SAD. They have no interest in this issue whatsoever. Don't care. Why? Do they think it's going to put a blight on the firefighters? I doubt it. Everybody loves our firefighters. They do the firefighter calendar. They go out and they raise money with the boot. They do so much. But if there are no issues, if there are no problems, then why is this policy in their contract? Why don't they fight to have it removed? Interesting. Nobody's doing that. Nobody's fighting for it. I mean, this is just an incredible policy. And no other, talking to one firefighter, this is just standard. Everybody has this in the state. No. Talk about trying to make excuses. Reno Fire Department is the only fire department that has this in their contract. So as Paul was going around, several of the stations just suggested that Paul speak to the city manager, the city council, the city attorney, the firefighters union, and or Fire Chief Cochran. And when told that they already had repeatedly, and that Chief Cochran and the union won't even take their calls, won't return calls either. The city manager, you know, basically the CEO, highest paid executive, she said that she knows nothing about the 4 month plus negotiations. Because the former contract, it expired almost 2 months ago. Now, when going to the council people, not one word. They won't say one word about it. One firefighter that he talked to identified himself as a union rep, and he guaranteed Paul that he'd get Paul to a meeting with the union officers or the board. Yes, still no word on that one. The only people that can do anything are you. Or is you. Paul's getting nowhere. He's had the door slammed in his face. That's it. They're done. They're not going to talk to him. Why? Because he's bringing up sensitive issues. He's bringing up things that they don't want the community to know about. Isn't it time we stop doing that? Isn't it time we have a little transparency of what's going on in our community? Isn't it about time? 884-9910. Talk lines are open. on the Monica J Show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada, including Smith and Mason Valley on 92.3 FM. We'll be back after this Fox News update and some business news as well here on KKFT. Happy Monday.